praise Him, praise Him with a shout. Let on your sitanama, let on. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. You can have your seats. Thank you so much. How many of you are excited to be here? Gerard, where's Gerard? Can you just get on the piano or one of the pianos for me? One of the pianos. So, if you couldn't feel the presence of God tonight, that's your problem. That is really your problem. Let me just... Are you guys with me? How many of you feel His presence? Let me just raise your hands. I want it to get stronger in the place. I want your spirit to be in a place or stay in a place of yielding. To stay in a place of... of yielding, to stay in a place of surrender where just stay in a place of yielding and surrender. Is that okay? I can't hear your piano or nothing. So I'll help you with the sound. Thank you. Otherwise, we might as well not have it there. Okay. Are you guys with me? I wanted to not be long tonight. Last night was very long. So I want to bring a message through. But I want to also, we want to minister to a lot of people. And we'll minister to a lot of people that are here. And then those who are in, that are in Zoom. How much? Let me just see. Oh, okay. So those who are in Zoom. So if you want prophecy, if you want deliverance, if you want to experience the presence of God, you have to go to the app, from the app to Zoom. That's the way it works. The Zoom link is on the app. The app is for free to watch the live streams. It is for free for you to watch the live stream. But then from there, you get onto Zoom. A lot of people are not... like I said, like prophecy is okay, it's okay. But unless somebody is desperately in need of it, why do you think there's no prophecy in America? And why do you think there's prophecy in Africa? Because there's no need in America. And I understand we have USA watching and so on. There's no disrespect to them. I'm just speaking of I'm trying to compare a first world to a third world. Are you guys with me? You see, it depends. You can try to fool the preacher, but you're not going to fool the gift in him or the God about whether, I'm so desperate, I want a prophecy. As if, like, God owes you now the prophecy. You know. I'm telling you, I've ministered in America. That's how they are. They just, like, they come and do you a favor to come and stand in front. But now you want God to speak. Now as a prophet, you speak, and you are even sinning by speaking to them. Are you guys with me? And I'm just using the United States. If that offends the Americans, let's go to Europe. Why is there no prophecy in Europe? Okay, when I say prophecy, I'm speaking prophecy. I'm not saying just playing around. I see the Lord is lifting you. I see a mountain. I see this. I see, no. Not playing around. We speak of prophecy because there's not a hunger. Because everything is met with finances. Dr. A, Dr. B, Dr. C, psychologist A, psychologist B, psychiatrist this one. Intellectual this, inheritance that. Are you guys with me? God does not come. And you see, the Bible says that Jesus came for those who are sick, not those who are well. Until you recognize you have a problem and recognize your need for Him, He cannot touch you. He hasn't come for you. Because if, as long as you sit in this church and you feel you are well, you don't need the Lord. Like even when everybody was worshiping and weeping, you're just like, everything is well. No, no, no. Everything is chaos. You're just full of pride. Your family is falling apart. Your wife doesn't love you. But you're like, yeah, no, you know, let me just, you know, what is this falling over? While you need God the most, more than those who are falling over, at least they're getting God. You see, when your flesh receives Him, there's a reaction. I'm not saying everybody must fall over, but trust me, if the glory is in the place, or the fire of God is in the place, there will be a reaction of flesh that is open to Him. There can be those that are opposed. Trust me, they'll feel something. And it will get to an intensity where the demon will betray them without them even trying. A demon will manifest. Once you touch the root of that spirit, just as the Lord said to me, that when it comes to this week, that there'll be prophecy and deliverance, but that there'll be no devil in this place. Let me tell you, if you are here or binding someone or holding someone, I speak to every spirit now that is binding someone here. That by the end of this night, you will be cast out. No devil will hold somebody in this place. No devil will hold somebody in this atmosphere. Once the glory is here, there is no room for a place like that. It's illegal for you to be in the glory of God. Listen to me. So if there's a spirit in this place, even a monitoring spirit, you will begin to be irritated from this moment on now. Are you guys with me? So it is time that we get the power of the kingdom back. Demonstration. Without just talk, but a manifestation and demonstration. Yes, I understand we are a cult, okay? Apparently cults do greater demonstrations than Christian churches, okay? And apparently there was, yeah, I don't know, like a lot of churches hate me at this moment. I'm not allowed to give you the details. But let me tell you, it's just the devil. I couldn't care less. I really couldn't care less. There's no reputation left in me. And any devil that sits and accuses and attacks and sends you little video clips, it's a demon. Don't think it's God. It's a demon to try to take you from your prosperity. I don't care what they say or how they know the spirit world or whatever. When that devil sits on that video screen and talks, you must have the eyes to be opened to be able to say, this is a demon. I'm not even listening to this. Because in doing that, they're insulting your testimonies. They're insulting every breakthrough you have received. They're insulting you. They say you are morons and fools for following me. That demon. What do you think Jesus will take a video clip, cut and edit, and send it to all the churches? Come on. That is a work of a demon. And let me tell you, maybe I must wait till middle next year for that person's sake or for persecution's sake. Carry on and we see what happens. Because you're not fighting me. You're fighting the church of God. You're fighting His bride. I never wanted to be in ministry like you. I never wanted to be in ministry like you. Now, that some of them have never had any ministry. You must understand, these church watch people where they call out churches now, they never have any ministry. Never changed one life. Making now a series of episodes of videos. Bring it on. What are you going to do? Meaning, my reputation is gone. People really know if I'm going to go to encounter, I'm going to get wrong doctrine there until they step in. But as long as you tell people, as long as you tell people to stay away, it's a very bad thing for you to do because they will come. If you are churches that are telling your people stay away from encounter, they will go. What are you fooling yourself with? You know, I've had churches that also against us, obviously, they would send their people by us just to get them on fire, to get back to them, to bring something there. Because that pastor is too lazy. Too lazy to pray, too lazy to fast, too lazy to put any spiritual disciplines in his life. Too lazy. So let's send him to encounter, but wait, encounter is a cult. But it's okay for young people to get fire. Let them come back. You must watch out, they won't come back. Okay, it happened with many. But what I'm saying is this, that those that are fighting me are not fighting me. They are fighting God. I will say, as Jesus said to Paul on the road of Damascus, why are you persecuting me? You are not fighting the church, you are fighting me. Any devil, any demon that fights or speaks against the church, please understand, it is Satan that divides. And don't let them come with the nonsense of cleansing the body. Nobody has been called to cleanse the body except Jesus Christ. It's his pride. And he's definitely not going to use somebody to cleanse the bride that, needs cleansing themselves. Okay? There's no such thing as cleansing the prophetic. Because I can tell you now already what will happen next year. I can tell you what will happen in the church. I can tell you what individuals will be involved. I can tell you. We can go further. People are like, oh, you know, how can you prophesy people's death? I never prophesied people's death. All I said was generals was going to go. What is that now? Must generals stay alive forever? I said generals will go, and they have begun to go. So don't let any demon keep you away from your destiny. We are at the last of the last days. You see, you can go to Doxadeo, great church, or you can go to AFM, I'm not sure if it is a great church, or you can go to this, you know, but, and the devil will be fine. It's like you'll be like, ah, this is of God, because there's no resistance now. But once you touch power, a church with power, once the devil knows that you're finding an identity or you're finding your true self there, he is afraid of somebody that knows their royalty in their identity. And this is my prayer tonight, that your eyes will be lifted up and opened so that you can see the royalty that is upon your life. That it doesn't matter who comes against you. You are a royal people, a special priesthood. Are you guys with me? A kingdom of priests, a peculiar people, kings and priests unto our God. That is your identity. Anything less is the devil's plan for your life. I can promise you that, which means if something holds you back with this income or finances, it means it is not. This is the devil trying to remove your identity, to say, listen, just stay, look down, make believe that you cannot do anything. But once you have a blood transfusion, a change, there's royal blood in you. You have the ability to look and to see. But wait, this is what God has called me to be. Greater where I am today, but you have to act that in your today. But once you do it, you become a Joseph. They will imprison you, they'll throw you in the pit, and they'll try to kill you because you will look arrogant. You only look arrogant because you are more bold than what they are. You only look arrogant because you are in your future where you are walking and talking as if you have a lot of money. And they say you have pride because there's nothing showing that you have it. No. You're bringing it from the spirit into the natural. From the spiritual to the natural. It comes by you beginning to speak it, then do it, and then it'll come to pass. Are you guys with me? Say with me, lift up my eyes. Say, open up my eyes. Say it again. Say, Holy Ghost, lift up my eyes. That I may see your glory, that I may see your power, that I may see angels, that I may see heaven's creation. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, I pray that this anointing, that this prophetic anointing, that the oil of heaven and the oil of a prophet will come upon their lives, will anoint their eyes with eyesalve tonight, that they may see the victory that you have for them, that they may see the destruction of their enemies, that they may see 1,000 fall on their one side and 10,000 on the other side, that they may see provision, that they may see, as David said, that I may see your power and your glory in the sanctuary, that they may see the heavens open, that they may see a glorious future. Let your people's spiritual eyes open. When they walk out of this place tonight, let visions and dreams begin to enter into their life. Even in this place, let them begin to see heavenly activities, spiritual activities. May this anointing be spread tonight. The anointing of the lifting of eyes. The secret of the lifting of eyes. That with their eyes closed, that they can see. With their eyes open, they can see. That they can be a people that can say and walk where the Bible says that a voice will come from behind you and tell you where you will go. Whether you will go left or whether you will go right, a voice will come from behind you. That everybody that my hand touches this night, I pray for the anointing of a prophet's touch, that as Elisha prayed for his servant's eyes to be opened, that their eyes will be opened to see the armies of the Lord, chariots of fire, that they are not overcome, that they have not been defeated, though it looks like that in the natural. But once we receive blepo eyes, another second set of eyes, spiritual eyes, a prophetic eyes, we can see an invisible army that is at hand to bring deliverance to their lives. Let encounter be marked as a revival and a move of God. May encounter be what the prophets have prophesied, even of old in scripture, where they said that a revival will take place, that an army will rise up. Every one of them will walk in rank. They will jump over walls, enter into windows. Fire devours before them, fire devours behind them. That everywhere they walk, fear comes upon people, because the army of the Lord is at hand. May encounter begin to be a fulfilling of that prophecy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, give him one more praise offering, church. Come on. Serano. Amen. Amen. Have your seats, have your seats, have your seats. Where was I? So the lifting of eyes. So as I said, that tonight, if there's anybody that needs deliverance, it'll happen. If there's anybody that needs prophetic oil, it'll happen depending on your hunger. Are you guys with me? We are only at the second night. Tomorrow, the third night. And then obviously we got Krugersdorp still coming, and I don't know whether this place or not. But it's different. It's not, I don't repeat one thing ever. Or I do my best not to repeat one thing ever. It's not like we're copying this conference and just going to do it in Krugersdorp. It's different. Are you guys with me? Now, I understand Krugersdorp needs a lot of deliverance. So obviously that will happen there. But, where do I want to go? Go with me to Revelation 3 verse 18. You see, and I'm here to break the mold. Like I said, if we were a religious church now, 30 minutes ago, we would have already grieved the Holy Ghost to let everybody go home. But it's 9:30. So, you don't know time when the glory is present. Okay, so, I just wish that we can have that we can have services where people are not worried about time. If you're worried, go home. Go get your car is down in there. You can go home. Seriously. Because otherwise you're just grieving the atmosphere. The best wine is left for last. Are you guys with me? I think in our partners retreat, we were prophesying literally through the night. And you know, that is where prophecy, that is where the gifts begin to move. Because people's flesh, or you have to wait for their flesh to be dead. So, welcome to everybody that is on the app, and I know there's a lot of people that's on the app. And there's a lot of people that is on Zoom, and you'll receive ministry if you are hungry tonight. It depends the hunger. If I feel a hunger from Zoom, we'll go there. But tonight, I don't want to be long. I want to just, and literally, what I'm giving you now, I'm just getting on my way here. Go with you to Revelation 3, verse 18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich. Say with me, rich. So there is a gold that God has that is greater than normal gold, that will make you richer than what normal gold will make you. That is the faith, your faith being refined like gold in fire. That once you receive that gold, once you buy from Him, that gold refined in fire, it is buying your faith refined in fire. What it simply means is this: you must allow your life and pay the price to allow your life to be put into a furnace of fire, that it feels like all hell is breaking loose around you. But you're going through the furnace of affliction and the furnace of fire. It is there to make your faith as gold. That is worth more than money, normal gold. Are you guys with me? It is there to make your faith genuine and solid. What I have, and trust me, the gift I have, or the gifts I have and the grace of God I have, I haven't worked for it, but I've paid a price for it. So I have not worked for it, I've paid a price for it. When everybody wanted to take life easily, I took the call of God serious, even though it couldn't even be seen close to me. Are you guys with me? I've had every preacher that I've met. Now let's leave the generals out, that's big, because they're not like that. But when I was younger, or every preacher I've met will say to me, you'll never make it. Are you guys with me? I can say it now. I said to Gebert, my friend, that, you know, there was a time, it was many, many years ago. I think I was 18, 19. I said, I came to your church. I don't know who you were, nothing. I don't know anybody there. And I just wanted to buy a book. And I went into the bookstore and I just got the book. And I walked up to the counter to buy the book. And the guy, I won't say who is it. Okay, I'll say to him. And guy looks at me. He's no longer there. It's also not his father who's passed away. Said, we heard about you. I'm like, I just got saved recently. Okay. So I'm buying the book. The guy walks around the counter, takes me by the arm and said, you have to get out. And he walks me out like this, out of the church. I just went to buy a book. Walks me out of the church. I didn't know what was going on. So I left. I got in my car and I left. So then we had revival at their church. So I'm standing in the pulpit and I'm looking at the person. And there's revival all over. Okay? Like, I think the person even fell on their knees at a time, like by me. Now this is when your enemies will begin to become your footstool. You will find them bow in front of you. Is the anointing that can turn your tables around for you, that can change your story. It doesn't matter what it looks like today. I want you to get to a place, and I'm going to show you enough scripture about the lifting of eyes. that once your eyes is lifted and your eyes are opened, you can see the deliverance of the Lord being at hand. And you can see that His deliverance is very close to you. And it is about to take place. That it doesn't matter who says what. The deliverance of the Lord is at hand. It doesn't matter what they're saying about Encounter or Leon de Pria. The deliverance of the Lord is at hand, that I can promise you. As sure as I'm standing in front of you, God will deliver me out of all troubles. I can promise you that. Those who want to go into the kingdom, there are many afflictions. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But, say with me, but, the Lord delivers them out of them all. So once you become righteous, many will your afflictions be. But the Lord's deliverance is at hand. But if you fail to see it, you will align your life wrong. Are you guys with me? You will align your life wrong and you will not experience it. So, sing with me, lifting up of eyes. So tables are turning, changing of a story. Now I understand I was mocked and all this stuff all over. Like I said, I had to make peace with it. Because I saw a lot of stuff. Then I saw a new series that's coming out. I just looked at all the stuff and I said, God, And then all he said to me, he just said, go Google Benny Hinn. And I Googled Benny Hinn and the same happened. Then he said, Google Rodney R. Brown. I Googled him. And he said, look, they even wrote a book about him, Charismatic Chaos. Then he said, Google this one. I Googled them. So he said, everybody that is generals, and even you that is praying, do not pass us by with revival. You see, I don't want to be a general. It's not, people misunderstand or confuse ambition with vision. Ambition is Luciferian. I've had my enemies repent. I think in the last 3 weeks, I had 4 enemies repenting to me. Just in the last 3 weeks, 4 enemies. And please, I don't have enemies. I just believe I am their enemy. That's what I believe. So when things happen, yes, it gets to a person and all these things, but you know, like I said, I think I said it to the church. I can't remember. I said I was walking in the house and God said to me something. They're doing this, they're doing that, they're doing this. And then, so look up these generals. And it's happening to all of them. And count it all joy when you fall into various trials. The one translation, the Phillips translation says, make all your trials, your afflictions and tribulations, your friends. And the other translation says, employ them like employees. Because they may bring you money in. They are there. They might curse you, swear at you, scream, make a noise like Goliath, just making insults, threats, barking. The dogs bark, but the caravan keeps rolling. Okay. But what are they doing? They're chiseling your character so that you can be promoted by God. So in actual fact, they were working for your good. In actual fact, they are working for you for free. They don't know it. But they're just creating promotion and promotion and promotion. So you should. I should actually be going to my enemies and, in fact, and just say, listen, here's 5,000 rand. It's overdue salary. Thank you very much. This one worked very hard at me, so maybe I don't know what their salary is, because they are working for free for you, creating and shaping your character so that God can lift you to a place. You see, glory can only come upon a broken vessel, and the anointing can only flow out of a broken vessel. We all praying for the anointing, but once an ounce of brokenness comes, we want to backslide. I'm going to be used greatly by God. I want everything to be blessed. And then one thing I don't like in the church, let me just leave this church, this church. And we want to see revival. You'll never see revival In fact, the ones that you hate, you will see bring revival. Are you guys with me? So yes, we are pulled into fights, but we refuse to be a part of it. It's even gone to a place where people think I'm fighting. I'm like, have I said anything? I've said nothing, except to my church that I am due it. Otherwise, there's been nothing of me ever saying anything. You know, we don't get into fights. That is why the more they fight a work, they fought Jesus Christ as well. As long as there is a noise about encounter. As I said to you, my only concern is just weak and young believers that are getting taken out. Or they're being told that they cannot come to our church by their family. And, you know, but these people, the blood will be held upon their hands. You know, one lady apparently, I got a long phone call, you know, like a recorded phone call, like 30 minutes or something, or 35 minutes. Apparently know everything about my life, even my intimate secrets. I said, listen, first of all, I'm just trying to think, what church do you have? Nothing. Where are you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And any church that has ever been with you doesn't want to even be touching you. But the body of Christ is listening, or you think you are full of demons, man. You need deliverance. Your devils are betraying you. Too much now. You're embarrassing yourself. Yeah, like I said, I got this phone call, and people, I know people can think it's this. It's not who you think it is. It's somebody else. But apparently they know everything. You see, if you know everything about somebody's life, something's wrong, because why are you focusing so much on somebody else? First of all, it's called stalking. Okay, then it is called, you know, and yeah. That is why we ask to travel into their houses. No, I'm joking. That is why I will travel by the hand of the Lord. And yes, I can do it by will. Can touch any doctrine. It is there more clear than anything else in the Bible. One pastor said, no. I said, so Elisha decided. He said to Gehazi, did my spirit not follow you and walk next to you when you took finances from the king? Is it time to take finances? It is a gift of God. Like an evangelist has the ability to do miracles exponentially. It is a gift. Trust me, the prophetic is a gift. We can go back into time and we can go forward into time. And everybody, listen here, any devil, anything that wants to come against the prophetic, it comes against the voice of God. Very simple. Because if you shut the prophetic, you shut prosperity for a nation. Are you guys with me? You can be glad you're under a prophet. Because if you were under a pastor, encounter would have been gone. If you were under a pastor, you would not be free like you are right now. And it's not to put pastors down. It is grace. That's all. That's all. There's great pastors out there. Obviously, there's great apostles, great prophets, great teachers, great evangelists. But there's something, there's an oil that a prophet has that others doesn't have. But they get persecuted for it. Because the prophet's blood must be shed. That is why God will many times prosper prophets. Because they go through 10 times more persecution than any other gift. Are you guys with me? It's like finances will just come to them. Because God is saying, but because that prophet is taking all the flack that I'm supposed to be getting. People, I give him a message, he says it, and people hate him. Of course God is going to bless that gift. You know, now if you don't get money or you don't get paid as a minister or whatever, I mean, they've been fighting us for how many years now? Then talk to your employer. Don't fight the other employees. Have your seats. Are you guys with me? Say with me, gold refined. Let your faith be like a gold refined in a furnace of fire. You see, a lot of people don't want to go through the furnace of fire. They refuse. Let me tell you what is a furnace of fire. It is that thing where you just say, I shut my mouth. Doesn't matter if this brother or this sister or this one is saying this. I serve in the house of God. It doesn't matter how bad they make me feel or this or how, but what are they all think? Maybe look, I keep serving. Doesn't matter how they mock me. I keep serving. I'm going through the furnace of fire. I do something and maybe I'm called to be a great preacher and somebody just comes and takes the mic and says, no, you don't even run a cell. You just clean the carpets. Furnace of fire. The question is, how hungry are you for your faith to be shaped like gold? Any successful person will tell you how they have started. They've started in the shadow of somebody else. Following somebody, whether it's being an apprentice or whether, but and you don't get paid or anything. You're there to learn. Sharpen your axe for 5 or 10 years. And then you cut the tree. Are you guys with me? When I started ministry, I didn't start with money. And even way before, when I started our ministry, we didn't start with money. We just had nothing. But even when I just started ministry, when I was at the age of 18, I started with ministry, 19, 20. Nothing, not 1 cent. I never did it for money. Even while my wife and I were married, we never did it for money. We didn't even have a car. Before we even came here, we drove like scooters. Are you guys with me? But there was one thing in my heart, the call of God. That is all I looked at. That is all I wanted. And let me tell you, even when we started ministry, I went to the furnace of fire. I mean, here is Pastor Martin and Pastor Chris. They would see me. When I say, oh my gosh, like, you know, I can't wait for retirement. No, I'm joking. I'll never retire, but I will just sit by the beach. I'll just tell them what to preach, okay? No. I think somebody said on Facebook, oh, this is just another Kobus van Rensburg and another Bushiri. I said, listen, Kobus van Rensburg was a great prophet. Yeah, his teachings wasn't right. Let's leave that out. But he was a prophet that you can't ignore. So I appreciate that. It's just another Bushiri. I appreciate that. Okay, somebody said I'm like Stephen Foutry. I'm like, I don't know if I appreciate that one so much. I like the money. But you see what they'll do? They'll take a snippet out of this now. Let them do it. Like I said, it has to go. We're paying so much for advertising. Let these people advertise for us. The question is that whether you will stay where the persecution really comes. Once we're on the newspaper, to say fraud or whatever, I don't know, whatever they make up at the moment, or woman or this or that, will you find it an honor to be counted amongst those who are being persecuted? Because there's a great reward that comes to those. You do not preach this gospel without being persecuted, and you do not say you're a prophet without being persecuted. Are you guys with me? Have your seats. You must think, you must be out of your mind to think. Like all these people are saying that, oh, no, we just want to be, we're just doing this for money. For money? I can earn the same kind of like money, I can almost earn the same kind of money by closing the churches and just do some partners and relax at home, with all due respect. If you're so shallow mind, the reason you don't have anything is because you would do it for money. That is why it's coming out of your mouth. Everything that you speak, your heart is full of. You see through the filters and the lenses of your self-perception. So if you ever see a devil on live stream, and there are many, they come in the form of theologians, they come in the form of some weird people, I don't know, one from Australia, one from some UK, one from America, one from, I don't know if the American one is in the bush somewhere, but they need deliverance. Seriously. Okay, it might sound like the movie Deliverance, okay? But it's like, that is where they are coming out of. So they would say, they say, what did they say? It's a rising prophet in South Africa with such influence over the whole nation. I said, amen. You know, and they can't let your enemies begin to say that. And then they'll come in the form of theologians, they'll come in the form of preachers, they'll come in the form of I don't know what. They'll come in the form of false believers, they'll come in the form of Jezebels, they'll come in the form of many things. They'll even come in the form of logic or even in the form of media to try to tell you who is a man of God and who is not. Do you know that even right now the government has a body, let's not get into that, who determines who is a false prophet or not, yet they are a Sangoma. They'll tell you whether who's a false prophet or not. You're kidding me. That's what Pastor Art Bosef and them are fighting against. And I applaud them for that, because there's no way you can do that. If somebody eat grass, let them eat grass. But if you're going to tell them they're not allowed to eat grass, you're going to begin to come into our church and say we're not allowed to lay hands or prophesy. I can promise you no. So don't just think one-minded, they must come in and regulate the church to stop eating grass. As far as we know, there's freedom of religion. I can worship a tree if I want. Are you guys with me? They can't touch you or do anything. It's freedom of religion. Once that is removed, your freedoms are removed. So it's easy to say, yes, okay, now it's doom and all this stuff, that's dangerous, okay, that's bad. And I'm not once that I say they are true, okay? For those that just wants to now say, I endorse this and that. No, come on, you know? But if you want to be that stupid to go eat grass, please don't come and tell me there's powers that are operating over them to make them eat grass. Those people are doing it out of their self-will. I promise you. Okay? So, but if we say yes, take them to task, the next miracle God does here, they will come against. So we must have a bit more wisdom. Are you guys with me? Jesus turned water into wine. He spit in mud and put it in someone's eye. Imagine who the... Now, I'm not endorsing those guys. They are false prophets. They are fake. Are you guys with me? Those ones, they are fake. They are evil, obviously, some of them. The ones that I say when it comes to doom, it's nonsense, that stuff. The media is looking at that and say, that's not the church. You gotta be kidding me. That's not the church. That's one person you went to go find somewhere. And you classify that as the church. That's what they do. But that is why we need a lifting up of the eyes. And tonight's message is gonna be very important. That's what I need you to do. And I'm just, while I'm walking, I'm thinking what to preach, okay? So, because, you know, I wrote some things down, but I forgot it at home. So let's go here. Buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be, say with me, rich. So God wants you to be rich. And white garments. Say with me, white garments. Gold is character shaping of your faith. White garments is purity, righteousness. Are you guys with me? It means my life has to have a form of righteousness and purity. There's things that I am not permitted to do. I am not permitted to maybe take a big business contract like somebody else is because of the call of God in my life. Paul says all things are lawful, but not all things are beneficial. He knew the limitations on his life when it came to the call. The sacrifices he had to do. The things he had to say no to, which others could say yes to. And that is where the price now begins to come in. Because you will fight and say, but why is life unfair against me? Why is it unfair? I mean, why does these people, why must they do this nonsense? Why must they curse and swear and attack me, threaten me? That people come and want to kidnap our kids or do this or do that, or it's unfair. Like, why? All we want to do is preach Jesus. Are you guys, is that what I'm saying? You get to a place where you think it's unfair. Because in America, it's okay. You get a book deal, you get about $4 million on your book deal. So you're set. You don't care about persecution. But you're sitting here in South Africa and you think, all we're trying to do, we're not taking money from the church. We're not taking money, tithes, offerings here to our house, which many do in South Africa. We don't do that. We run everything with integrity. But they want to come and attack us. Because, you know, Leon is a false prophet. That's fine. Then what is it to it? Must I be killed? I don't understand. Are you guys with me? Let to the pure all things are pure. To those who are evil, all things are evil. To the pure, all things are pure. One thing I've known, when you get close to God, you don't see sin in people. You see it, but it doesn't even bother you. You don't care who is a right minister or a false minister. You love them all the closer you get to God. Are you guys with me? I counsel you to buy me gold from refined fire. I know it is late, but just relax. Okay? That you may be rich and white garments, that you may be clothed. And I wanted to prophesy. We'll prophesy still. Okay, let's just, because that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And at the same with you, the shame of your nakedness. Your gold must, your faith must be refined like golden fire. For you not to be embarrassed one day. Okay? And anoint your eyes. Say with me, anoint my eyes with eyesalf. Say it again. Say, anoint my eyes with eyesalf so that I may see. Say it again. So that I may see. This tells me something that you cannot see. Unless your eyes are anointed. There's a realm that God has ordained for you to see. Once your eyes becomes anointed with an eyesalf, which others cannot see. But you need an anointing to come upon your eyes. You need your eyes to be opened. It is opened by a prophet. I'm going to say it again. Are you guys with me? The eyes of people are opened by a prophet. He works like that. Elisha prayed and said, Lord, open the eyes of my servant so that he may see. Yes, God can do it, but that is very rare. You don't want to go through 15 years of struggling that we have gone through. Why must I send somebody in our church out, Pastor Martin out, or Pastor Chris out, and tell them, okay, goodbye. And then they go through 15 years of hell to survive. It's not God's model. If they go out, they must go out with more than what I had to be able to start where I am ending. Are you guys with me? That you may see. Go through to Revelation chapter number 5. Let's go quickly. Revelation chapter number 5. Now I'm going to give you a revelation tonight. I'm going to give you a good scripture tonight. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back sealed with seven seals. So these seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel. A strong. So you get a weak angel, hey? Okay. So I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose seals. And no one in heaven on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one elder said to me, do not be, behold, the lion and the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I looked and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders. So there's creatures in heaven, there's angels in heaven, there's elders in heaven, there's people in heaven. Are you guys with me? Stood a lamb, amidst in all of them stood a lamb, a sinless lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes. Say with me, seven eyes. Which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Now I'm going to speak to you about seven. When it comes to seven eyes. And I want to touch on the lifting up of eyes. Whenever the scripture speaks and uses the word lifting up of eyes, it means to switch from the natural to the spiritual. Every verse, go read it from Genesis to Revelation, and there are many. When the Bible says, lift up your eyes and look upon the hills, for that is where the helper is coming from. It means open your spiritual eyes to see the deliverance of the Lord. Are you guys with me? Which means whenever God spoke to individuals in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, when He said to them, lift up your eyes, He was meaning, don't be so downcast in the spirit. You're looking in the natural. But I want you to switch and see the spiritual. You can stand here and switch and see where an angel is standing. But we have lost that truth and that ability. That is why it's called awaken. Are you guys with me? There are people amongst you that are not people. Let's not leave it here. An encounter, your people. Okay. There are people out there that are not people. Jesus said these words. He said, spoke to a group of people. He said to them, you are of the Father, your devil. You cannot ever receive the word that I speak. Now he's saying, there's no salvation for you, ever. Because your father is the devil. Now I know all everybody has been preached to that before you were sons of God, you were sons of the devil. Am I right? It's wrong. There are those that are called from the seed of the serpent. That's coming right from Genesis chapter number 1. That went through the flood. That went through the flood. And God made sure that he preserves his... God made sure they preserved the DNA with Noah, killed most of it. But the seed went through. The seed came through because we see the giants in Rephaim still there. We see the Nephilim still active. Sodom and Gomorrah happening after the flood. Am I right? After the flood. This is not angels raping men. This is men raping angels. Sodom and Gomorrah. Are you guys with me? Now, there's a seed of a serpent. That is why we have a thing called the globalists. You do not look at a human when you look at some of those people. They are world rulers. Please, I now understand it's going above your head. Okay. Jesus said to the group of people, you are of the Father, your devil. The devil. The serpent is in you. You are unable to ever receive my word. You cannot. Because you are not born of God. Every one of you, whether you're saved or not, you're born of God, believe it or not. Unless you're the serpent seed, but you won't be sitting here if you're the serpent seed. Well, we don't know. Because let me tell you, an angel can sit here without you knowing it's an angel. Let's talk Bible. Are you guys with me? Maybe there's a visitor next to you, you've never seen them before. You don't know, maybe they're just a visitor, maybe it's an angel. You won't know. Now, if angels can do that, can come unawares to you, looking like human beings. Even God himself walked up to Abraham looking like a human being. Abraham had to switch from the natural into the spiritual to see that it is God. Otherwise, he would have just said, hi, bye, and walked on. Be spiritually sensitive. To know, but wait, there is a seed. So Jesus is speaking to a group that is unable to get saved. But where's the grace and mercy of God now? Where's the blood? Where's God's will for all men to be saved? That's right, all men. But then he goes on and he says, you have gone after strange flesh. Strange flesh. The word strange flesh is this. Heteros. Heteros. You have allos and heteros. So when the Bible speaks of the Holy Spirit as your helper, it's allos parakletos. Another one of the same kind. Jesus said, I will bring you the helper. Allos parakletos. Another one like me. Exactly from the same kind, same seed of me. Then you have heteros. So which is heterosexual from. Which is another of a different kind. So he says, you've gone after strange flesh. You've gone after flesh, another flesh. Matthew, like, stand here. And this is another of this flesh. So Tian, come stand here. He says, you've gone after strange flesh. Another flesh, it looks like you. It talks like you, but it's not of your kind. It's of the devil's kind. It is a seed in it. It's earthborn. Or let me say it like this. It's earthbound, but not originating from the earth. That is why you can have somebody, when it gets to Hitler, tell me, how does a human being slaughter, burn so many people? You cannot. When it comes to world rulers, there is a serpent seed that is involved. It's Bible, this stuff. This is stuff that we don't touch on even. I mustn't even speak on it like this. This is what we get into Global School of Ministry, what we get with our partners and so on, and we open up those things there. And I'm taking the words of Jesus. That's it. I just didn't give you the scripture reference, but we can give it. It's very easy. So heteros, you've gone after another flesh, another of a different kind. It looks like flesh. It walks in your midst, but it's not a human. The Antichrist has to come from the seed. Somebody asked me a question, can the Antichrist get saved on our End or Not series? I said, no, they can't. They are coming from a serpent seed. Are you guys with me? Why is the Antichrist a man? Because usually what I'm speaking of here when it comes to the Nephilim, the serpent seed, they are mostly men. Because it is men that produce. That is why the Antichrist will be a man. So like I said, we can take this thing back right through all the way to Genesis. Even in Jesus' times where he spoke of this, there are a people that is like this. Paul spoke of them, but like I said, I'm not yet to open that up. I'm just trying to tell you to see things differently. Have your seats. Are you guys with me? When you speak of what's going on in America, it is on a global level. You know, people that are Christians that are there in politics that I've heard about and so on, because I know people that know them, and they would tell you how they would know everything. They would know when it comes to Luciferianism. They would understand who the globalist is, everything. That is why they are such a danger to what they have planned for the planet, by the way, for the second wave that is beginning to come in. And that is not even anything to the other thing they want to release. That will be released. Because we are getting closer to the times. These things must happen. Are you guys with me? It's like we're living in a movie. Because they've created certain movies so that you are so conditioned to what is happening that you don't think it's strange. There's a movie, Fifth Wave or something. Sixth Wave or something. I just saw it. Fifth, and you'll check one of the dangerous waves is a virus in the air. So they create these things to condition you. But when it happens, we don't think it's strange. But you need to learn, say with me, lifting up of eyes. Go with me to, let's get to, say with me, seven eyes. Now let's touch on this. Now I know the seven eyes is the seven spirits of God. Isaiah chapter number 11, verse number 2, but we're not going to go there. Okay. I want to speak to you about seven lifting of eyes in Scripture. Go with me to Genesis 13. Verse 14. Genesis 13, verse 14. And let's get into it. Genesis 13, verse 14. Ay, 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 ay. Maybe we must just do tomorrow just prophecy because it's so late. I'm telling you. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him. You see, you give me the verse, I can preach the whole night. Some pastors, they can't preach. They'll read through this, and they don't know what to say because there's no Holy Ghost. One pastor we were watching at, the guy had such a, what was it? Alan was with me. He had such a, hangover, you know, when he was preaching. I was sitting with Alan, I said, this church is going to die. Thousands of people. The pastor has a hangover while he's preaching. And the people sit. I was, same one. I was in a game lodge or somewhere. And I'm sitting. I was alone, or I was with you there. And we're sitting. And leaders, like let's say for, whatever. Let's say worship leaders of the very biggest church that you can think of is also there. So now it's me and him there, and I'm sitting, and it's them there, and I hear kind of like who they are. Someone tells me, and immediately as I get it, God tells me a word, gives me a word for them. So, but God also tells me they won't receive it. And when I say detail, I could go like this. This will happen, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. So I'm sitting there. So obviously, they slip past us away. And then they, when they come, we're eating or something, when they come past, they're so drunk. They're so drunk. And the waitress just brings up all the bottles that they drank there far away from us. You know, worship leaders from a big church. Now you must understand, imagine what the top is doing. Okay. So they're doing that. And the and God has this word in me for them to even help them out of that situation. But they hate me so much. They knew exactly who I was. They just hate me. They can't. You see, if you're a seeker sensitive Christian, you have an antichrist spirit in you. Anti-power, anti the anointing. And I think before we left there, the people that were working there were on their knees for prophecy. And I'm standing and I'm giving prophecy. I'm telling them, and I see those guys walking out there. You know, it's, they're also checking out. And they judge us like this. Imagine that. On your way to hell, and you are a worship leader. And you are judging somebody that's on their knees in front of me that I'm prophesying to. I don't think there's been one hotel or lodge that I've been to, not one, where people haven't seen us on Encounter on TV. I was at another one. I hear a knock on the door. So I open it. I just wanted to be private and open it. There's the person on their knees with this big platter of like chocolates and stuff or what, you know, on their knees. So I'm like, what, you know? Prophesy, please, please, man, prophesy of man of God, prophesy of, I said, what do you, he said, no, we watch you every day on Encounter. So, restaurants, we were at restaurants, then somebody in kitchen comes and slips a note to the waiter comes to me, slips a note, says, this is from the chef, we're not allowed to speak to the customers, but, and I read and he says, please, I need a prophecy, prophesy. And then people think we're here to steal money. Now those who are speaking against us, where do you do that stuff? This is when we have partners that give beyond the church, the vision, tithing, or Kings, Encounter Kings that is being launched from now until it will be launched properly in January, that gives into for the message to go beyond borders. You don't know how many people out there see us or can see us, has the ability to see us if it is done right. This gospel, or let me say it like this, this manifestation, demonstration of Encounter, the gift and the grace here might not always be here. It's rare. Rare. Very rare. I'm not saying we are the best. No, not at all. But I can tell you it's rare. And we don't want to chase the prophetic anointing out. Because the prophetic anointing is like rivers of living water. I've seen pastors trying to be prophetic. Dear God, it is like, it's just never working. They can do whatever they want. There's no grace. It doesn't matter what I tell them. You are not a prophet. It's this pride. I want to be a prophet. You're not a prophet. if you can just go to your grace, you'll flourish. You see, when you're outside of your gifting or your grace, everything goes wrong. Let's read this. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from his earthly Lot, flesh, after the one that made you blind, that's what Lot means, separated from him, lift your eyes now. So they lift your eyes. The Lord is saying, after you have cut off your flesh, wrong associations, I want you to open up your spiritual eyes and look from the place where you are, northwards, let's go on, southward, eastward, and westwards. For all the land which you see, I give you and your descendants forever. Are you guys with me? Say, I give you and your descendants forever. Let's carry on reading. Carry on. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your dust also could be numbered. Let's go to verse 17. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you. Say with me, give. God will give you something. Dominion, inheritance, territory. Once you understand the lifting up your eyes, I'm speaking of the first eyes here. Are you guys with me? So through the lifting of my eyes, the moment Abraham lifted his eyes was the moment the land was given to him. But God needed him to see that, because it was not like physically somebody coming and giving him the keys here. No, 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 no. It had to be seen in the realm of the spirit first. You're not understanding what I'm saying. God said to the Israelites, the nation of Israel, he said, I give you the promised land. Yet it was not theirs. But they had to see it in the spirit. Then they had to believe it. And then they had to go and dispossess the enemy of the land. And then it was only theirs. But there in the natural, people will say, okay, now it is theirs. Yet it was theirs long before, when they just stepped out of Egypt already. God said, there's a promised land, Canaan, that I had for you. Now, if they would have said it to others, people would have said, you're talking nonsense. It's not your land. So if you say, this house is mine, or this car, or this business, people say, but you're out of your mind. You need to see it by the lifting up of your eyes, by the opening of your eyes, your spiritual eyes. Switching from the natural to the spiritual. If you cannot see it, you cannot have it. Are you guys with me? If you can see it, you can have it. If you can see it, you can enter into it. If you can see it, it is yours for the taking. You just need to speak it. Are you guys with me? Listen to this, listen to this. So walk through the land, the length and the breadth. So Abram was there walking. It was not his yet, but God said, it's already yours. Because you've lifted up your eyes. Are you guys with me? So number one, the lifting of eyes will give you dominion and inheritance. Go with me to Genesis 15, verse 1. Genesis 15, verse 1. Oh my gosh. Let me go quickly. Let me go quickly. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram, I'm your shield, your exceedingly great reward. Next verse. But Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing? What will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house, Eliezer, Damascus? Let's carry on. And then Abram said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. Next verse. Oh, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this one shall be not your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, look now towards heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord and accounted it to him for righteousness. Go with me to Genesis 18, verse 1. Go through 18, verse 1. Genesis 18, verse 1. Quickly, listen to this. Then the Lord appeared to him. So the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth tree of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So Abraham lifted his eyes. So he lifted his eyes and looked, And behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground. Go back, verse 1. Then the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth tree as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. The Bible says the Lord appeared to Abraham right there. But Abraham couldn't see it as God until his eyes was lifted. So Abraham lifted his eyes. He lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, he saw God. Are you guys with me? And we see this directly after this verse, where he was in 15 speaking to God, saying, I don't have, where's the son of promise that you promised me? God said, no, there is an heir will come from you. After the lifting of his eyes, another season shifted in his life. And the son of promise was born. So the first season was land and prosperity given to him. Are you guys with me? When you lift up your eyes, number one, I'm giving you 7 eyes. When you lift up your eyes, 7 lifting of eyes I'm giving you. When you lift up your eyes, prosperity and inheritance will be given to you. If you can see it, you can have it. If you can see it, you can be it. Number two, if you lift up your eyes, the promise that God has given you will come to pass. Are you guys with me? There's a fruitfulness, a multiplication, and a promise that will come upon your life. Are you guys with me? Go with me to point number 3. I think it is Genesis 22. Go with me to Genesis 22. Go from verse 13. Genesis 22, verse 13. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket. Matthew, come stand up here again. Okay, act like a ram. I'm joking, just bend down. Yeah, bend down or something. Or okay, so you're a ram. Okay. Say with me, behind him. Say it again, say behind him. That means Abraham was walking with his son Isaac. Was Isaac? Yeah, Isaac up the mountain to sacrifice him. Isaac was, some say 19, some say 35 years old there. Yet he willingly let his father kill him. So they walk, and the Bible says, then Abraham, no, go back. Oh, sorry. Then Abraham lifted his eyes. So they lifted his eyes and looked, and behind him, there was a ram. Which means that he was walking past his provision and prosperity. He was walking and he was unable to see the prosperity and the provision that God has. And he wanted to offer his son. And after that, the whole situation with the angel, the Lord spoke to him. And then he lifted his eyes. He opened his spiritual eyes. And he realized, I walked past my prosperity. That if my eyes was open here, I might have seen what the Lord has for me. And if you don't have a lifting of or opening of eyes, you can miss your prosperity and walk right past an opportunity or right past an open door that God has for you. Are you guys with me? Have your seats, have your seats, have your seats. Thanks. So say with the provision, prosperity. The third lifting of eyes that happens is to bring provision and prosperity to you. This is why it is important to be under a prophetic anointing. But you can only connect to a prophetic gift by your heart being connected to mine. You see, many people are for the vision. Very few are for the person itself or the gift itself. Are you guys with me? Let's say Pastor Chris steals the church now and he changes the name or whatever. Or he doesn't change the name. And I go down the road and I open up another one there because he stole this one. The people that will stay here were for the vision. The people that will come with me is because they were for the gift. The anointing is with a man. Are you guys with me? The anointing is with a man. It's not in a location. It abides in a location because a man is there. The anointing is always located on a man. Then John, a man sent by God. And by the way, since we're touching, or you know, this whole big thing. Do you know every time the Bible speaks about a man of God, using the phrase of a man of God, is always in relation to a prophet? Never anything else. Always a prophet. Are you guys with me? So it is supernatural provision. So the lifting up of eyes will bring you to a place of supernatural provision. Go to Luke 21 verse 28. Luke 21 verse 28. And I'm going quickly through this. I think this is a great teaching. I got it while I was sitting in the back there. Luke 21 verse 28. Now when these things begins to happen, look up and lift up your heads. So if you look up and lift up, because your redemption draws near. So with his supernatural deliverance, when your eyes are open, it means you can see the deliverance of the Lord at hand. That is where we situation where I'm in right now. They think they're gonna kill us. Let them kill me if I'm not of God. If I'm astral traveling, let them cut my silver cords if they think that if I'm doing that. If I die, nothing of me was of God. Are you guys with me? You see, because what we call as what they call astral traveling, we call that traveling by the hand of the Lord. That I can stand here and walk here. And once you have reached into an office, you can prophesy over anybody. It's only those who don't have that grace that now begin to, oh no, you must operate in exhortation, edification, and comfort. Why are you saying that person sins? No, that is your level. That was to the gift, not to the office. Are you guys with me? Samuel, one of Samuel's words fell to the ground, which meant God served Samuel. Let's leave that one out. Because if God made such a covenant with Samuel, he said, Samuel, anything you say will go. Even if you make Saul king, he'll be king. Are you guys with me? And you missed it while you made him king. But because of your words not being fall to the ground, I have to honor it. Are you guys with me? Saul was a captain and never supposed to be a king. Okay. Are you guys with me? So we travel by the hand of the Lord. I understand those who criticize, they will always criticize because they cannot do it. They are jealous. They try even, they copy us. I see. No, you ain't seen squat. This gift here, this grace here, I've gone through years of shaping. Doesn't matter who says what. So they were my team. So they saw me. There was times where I could not walk down the stairs. I remember preaching. I was so sick in a nation that people would have like walk next to me and just hold me to get to the meeting. And I'll stand by the meeting. And like I said, glory everywhere. Like it's like particles, flakes everywhere breaking out. By the one preacher's church, there's like 50 people in his youth. We go there, it's 800 people coming. I go there, the guy stands in the back looking at me like this. So I walk to the back to him. I whisper into his ear. I said, I know about the woman. I will pray for you. But if you do not come clean, everything will be gone. He had the biggest church in that nation. Are you guys with me? Gone now. Do I take glory in it? No. Do they hate me for it? Yes. But you see, again, prophets are blessed and people around prophets are blessed because of the persecution they go through. That gift is heightened. it is heightened by the enemy because it's a direct voice and link from God. Are you guys with me? So the lifting of eyes will bring supernatural deliverance. Say with me, supernatural deliverance. I don't know where we are, whether we are by 4 or 5, or I have no idea, 4. Let's go to Psalm 121. Psalm 121, verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where comes my help? So from where comes my help? Go there to Psalm 123. Psalm 123, verse 1. Psalm 123, verse 1. Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. Do you understand that the lifting of eyes is seeing into the spiritual now? Okay, next verse. Behold, as the eyes of a servant look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of a mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until He has mercy on us. Which means the lifting up of eyes, the opening up of your spiritual eyes, will cause supernatural help and mercy to come to your life. When mercy is needed, it'll be there. But you must know how to switch by the lifting up of hands. I mean, lifting up of eyes. Are you guys with me? Are you guys with me? Have you ever seen people like this? Like, you'd preach and people would go like this? Like, they'll just feel like they have to raise their hands? Do you know why? The Bible says lifting up of holy hands, that the nerve from your hand goes straight through to the nerve of your eye. So that is why a prophet can take his hand and touch somebody and see. Are you guys with me? There's an optical nerve that goes right through from your eye to your hand. That is why I can stand, let's say I put my hand on somebody and I can see something in the life. Okay. So there's supernatural help and mercy. Go with me to, and I want to get to a certain point. Go with me to John 4 verse 35. John 4 verse 35. Do not say, there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest. Do not say that you have to be in this job for 10 years before you get a promotion. Do not say that it's going to take you 3 years to get a business deal, or you're going to have to wait 15 years to get a house. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white with harvest. Do not wait and say that something is going to take this long, that if you lift up your eyes, there's a supernatural acceleration and a supernatural speed that will come to your life. That where others have to wait for 10 years, it can happen in 10 months. Where others have to wait for 1 year, it can happen in 1 week. Jesus made wine that takes 30 years in 1 second, where acceleration takes place. Touch the anointing. Say with me, say, anoint my eyes with eye salve. Say it again, say, anoint my eyes with eye salve. Listen, listen, have your seats, have your seats. You see where I want to get to? Now I'll go to Isaiah 49, the last one, seventh one we were at, eh? Isaiah 49. So I just wrote this bit at the back there, right? So that's why I do conferences, like, why must I prepare like 10 hours? That's only preachers that are backslidden. I understand that they are, okay. Isaiah 49, verse 18. Verse 18. Isaiah 49, verse 18. Listen to this. And it is so late, so we can't prophesy tonight. It's like 10:30. Maybe we will. Hey? Tonight, tomorrow night, we'll prophesy a lot. But tonight, we'll do a little. It's 10:30. Okay, it's not really that late. It's late, but it's not long because we started at 7. Last night, we started at 5. Okay. Okay, so we can still. Isaiah 49 verse 18. lift, say with you, lift up your eyes. Look around and see all these gathered together and come to you. Now listen to this, carry on. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourself with them all as an ornament and bind them on you as a bride does. For your waste and desolate places and the land of your destruction will even now be too small for the inhabitants, and those who swallowed you up will be far away. Those who try to take your life from you, you will not even be seen then. They will be not even heard of anymore. The children you will have, somebody arrogant said, what is all this testimonies about Leon? Did he die? You're a preacher's wife. Shut up. Okay. You can see through your Jezebel heart. Like, just very quickly. And I could see it for many years already. The children you will have, after you have lost the others, will say again in your ears, the place is too small for me. Carry on. Give me a place where I may dwell. Then you will say in your heart, who has begotten these for me? Since I have lost my children and I'm desolate, a captive. He says, where does all this come from? Since I have lost my children and I'm desolate, a captive, and wandering to and fro, and who has brought this up? Where do these people come from? There I was, left alone. But these, where were they? Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift my hand in an oath to the nations, and set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring in your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders, and kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick up the dust of your feet, which means that royalty will come behind you, bow down before you. They will bring people from afar to you. They will even lick the dust that is around your feet. Are you guys with me? Say with me, supernatural favor. When your eyes are open and your spiritual eyes are open, when it is lifted, there will be a supernatural, unusual favor of royalty that will come upon your life. You will find men and women of renown that will begin to submit to you, or that will ask of your help, that will bring greatness to you, that will bring finances to you, that will open up doors to you. Are you guys with me? It comes under a prophetic anointing. The prophetic anointing is what we call the anointing of eye salve, that shall anoint your eyes so that you may see. Lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands.